Hello, all singers out there. This is Bing Crosby with our fifth annual Christmas Sing with Bing.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Christmas Eve, and time for your fifth annual Christmas Sing with Bing. Bing Crosby and his guests from all over the world. Presented for your holiday happiness by INA. Insurance by North America. INA dedicates this hour of beloved Christmas music to families everywhere, to their happiness and security, and to the insurance agents and brokers who are so important in helping them to achieve it. So gather round now for a Christmas Sing with Bing.
Here we come, a-caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
Greetings. Greetings once again, fellow singers, and a Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. That, of course, includes you, my dear Mr. Carpenter.
Well, thank you, Mr. C. It's good to be with you again on this fifth go-around.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, George, 5 years of singing the wondrously warm songs of Christmas time with our friends all over the world.
Yeah, we've traveled all right, under the ice of the North Pole with the Nautilus.
Out to the tropical shores of our 50th state, Hawaii, and we'll go to Rome and Paris and Toronto, Canada.
And all over this country of ours, too, Bing. Salt Lake City, Philadelphia, Hollywood.
5 years. Well, you know, Ken, there are kids listening to us tonight that weren't even here for our first Christmas sing. Kids that are learning about Christmas and what it means for the very first time.
Oh, that's the big thrill, the very first realization of Christmas.
And it's a thrill they'll never lose, Ken. Let's dedicate this fifth Merry Song Fest to all the kids aged 5 and under throughout the world as they hear the Christmas story from vantage points all around the globe.
A wondrous idea, Mr. C, and one that's close to the heart of John A. Diamond, president of the Insurance Company of North America. Mr. Diamond says that today's 5-year-olds will get the best break in insurance in the future. The trend started by INA is all toward package policies, and the 5-year-olds, when they're grown up, may well be able to get all their insurance in a single sheet of paper. One policy covering their home and possessions, the health and lives of their family, their cars, everything.
All right, now, kids, sing out loud and clear. We're all set at this end. We have Paul Weston in the orchestra, the Norman Luboff Choir. We're going to start off with an easy one. Good old Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Ah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A rousing beginning, what, Bing?
Wasn't it? Sure gave me quite a charge the way those 5-year-olds and younger came through.
Well, they came through high and clear.
Oh, youthful zeal, Ken, is an irreplaceable item in these gang sings. Thanks to the Sprouts, we're going to be very strong tonight, Ken. Molto fortissimo, for sure. But now we're off to La Belle France. To France and to the City of Light, Paris, where our friend Lou Cioffi is waiting to tell us how the children of France spend their Christmas Eve. Hey, Lou, you there?
In the United States, we call him Santa Claus. In Germany, he's Saint Nicholas. Here in France, he's called Père Noël, Father Christmas. However he's called, he's the same man to millions of children throughout the world, the one who brings lots of presents if you're good, and French children are as good before Christmas as their American cousins. Actually, the Christmas holiday here in France is celebrated very much like it is at home. There's an arbre de Noël, a Christmas tree. There are wreaths in the windows, and in the days before the arrival of Père Noël, there are the letters to the old gentleman. In most of France today, the letters are mailed. But in the countryside, the children follow an age-old custom. After the letters are written, they are burned, because the youngsters know that the smoke will rise to heaven and carry their messages straight to Père Noël. On Christmas morning, the children of France, like the children in the United States, will put aside their toys, wash their faces and hands, put on their Sunday best, and go to church. The carols that will be sung date back to the 15th century. One of them is Noël Nouvelle, Noël to the New Little One. This is Lou Chioffi in Paris. Now back to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Merci, mon vieux. Merci mille fois. And to you, Lou, another Merry Christmas, and our thanks for your warm words.
Bing, since this show is dedicated to the kids, what say we reminisce about our childhood at Christmas time?
Love to. Ken, as a child, I was always angelic in attitude, behavior, and disposition during the entire month of December.
You mean to tell me you even behaved well even after Christmas?
Oh, yes, I did, Ken. I always believed in being more than fair with my parents.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I'll never forget the first Christmas tree I saw.
Nor will I. I remember I saw this Christmas tree. I chopped it down with my little hatchet, and I dragged it right into the front room.
Hey, you were a resourceful little tot, weren't
you? Oh, yes, I was on the qui vive. However, this event caused plenty of trouble.
Why?
Well, in the first place, this particular tree was a little fir that my father had carefully planted in the front yard. In the second place, the day I chopped it down happened to be the 18th of August, which happens to not be the Yuletide season, if you're still around.
I figure you were probably too young to understand that.
Certainly. Now, folks, boys and girls, let's get on with the next carol. Here's one that I remember since I was about 5 years old. I remember it for so long, I remember all the words. That's a novelty. Let's see how you all do on this now. Away in a manger. Everybody join in now.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Ah, just beautiful, Bing.
Ken, we thank you. And by we, I mean several thousand very good singers and myself.
You got yourself quite a mob tonight, haven't you?
Oh, no, not mob, dear boy. We prefer to call ourselves International Chorale Society of Great Renown, which incidentally brings us up to a Hollywood singing society of great renown in these parts, which is called the Voices of Christmas. Orchestra conductor Les Brown heads this excellent Christmas singing group, which makes a long stop each year at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles to sing and to bring cheer to a lot of kids who are spending this night away from home. Hey, what songs are you going to sing for the kids at the Children's Hospital, Les?
Oh, lots of them, Bing. Many that you'll sing on your show, of course. If you've got a moment or two, we'd like to give you a sample of our wares. A merry little song that's become a favorite with kids all over the world. We grown-ups like it, too. It's called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Then how the reindeer loved him,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
as he shouted out with glee,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
you'll go down in history,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
yes,
you'll go down in history.
Now, this is Les Brown and the Voices of Christmas returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you so much, Les. Merry Christmas, kids.
Where to now, Bing?
To Salt Lake City, Ken, where every Christmas Eve since we started our global traipsing, we've been fortunate enough to hear the magnificent Tabernacle Choir.
That's where our good friend Richard Evans lives, isn't it, Bing?
That's right, Ken. And for this Christmas Eve 1959, here is the voice of Richard Evans.
We are pleased that you came to call at the Crossroads of the West this Christmas Eve. And here on Temple Square in Salt Lake City, we welcome you within these walls. With all of you, we wish that this blessed season may bring gentle, happy laughter to the lives of children and give comfort and courage and hope and faith and the gift of gratitude to all men everywhere. And may the spirit of the Prince of Peace turn the thoughts of all peoples toward peace. Much happiness to you in your hearts and in your homes. And may peace be with you this day and always. And now with Richard P. Conde conducting and Frank Asper at the organ, the 375 voices of the Salt Lake Mormon Tabernacle Choir will sing a traditional song of this season as arranged by Leo Sowerby. The snow lay on the ground, the stars shone bright, when Christ our Lord was born on Christmas night.
Oh,
And now from Temple Square in Salt Lake City, we return you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Magnificent, Richard, as always. And thank you again. Now, Ken, we're taking a 7-league stride to visit our neighbors to the south of us, Mexico.
Oh, golly, we've never been to Mexico on our swing around the world before.
No, we haven't, Ken, and it's always been one of the places we've wanted to visit. And to tell us of the custom of the breaking of the piñata, here is Jorge de Valdez and Sylvia Ray from Mexico City. Will you come in, amigos?
Christmas in Mexico is also a day for rejoicing, of thanksgiving, and the exchange of gifts and cards.
Of Christmas trees and Santa Clauses, and the proverbial family feasts, but intermingled with other customs of our Spanish inheritance.
Our festivities begin 9 days preceding Christmas with the classical posadas, represented by a group of singers asking for shelter, and included are small fractions of those traditional Christmas songs.
In the name of heaven, I beg you for shelter. My beloved wife can no longer travel. Enter, holy pilgrims, and take your corner, not in my poor house, but in my heart.
Entre santos peregrinos, peregrinos, reciban esta mansión, que aunque pobre la morada, os la doy de corazón.
Now, it is a time for breaking the piñata. In more songs, while the children are blindfolded, and one is selected to break the piñata with a stick. Cookies, candies, and other goodies fall to the floor while the boys and girls scramble about to obtain their share.
Echen confites y canelones para los niños que son muy dragones. Echen confites y canelones para los niños que son muy dragones.
And now the children will sing our Mexican Christmas songs. And Sylvia Ray in Mexico City,
returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Gracias, Jorge and Sylvia, and Felices Pascuas de Navidad to all our friends in Mexico.
Where are we off to now, Bing?
Easy, Ken. Woo now. If this program goes flitting all over the world with nary a stop here, that puts us on the outside looking in, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, what do you say that you, me, and a few 100,000 other carolers get busy then?
Time for that. Let's all blend our voices in joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
All right, everybody now in the family key, please. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Thanks, everybody.
You know, prominent in this year's Christmas pageant of peace surrounding the White House in Washington are the Bells of Peace, a carillon played by John Klein.
Well, now, Bing, since we're so close to Philadelphia, let's make the visit to the Insurance Company of North America to hear their fine chorus.
Oh, but of course, my dear Kenneth, we look forward to hearing from them every year. So let's spin off to Philadelphia in the Insurance Company of North America chorus under the direction of Dr. Charles T. McClary. Come in, Philadelphia. Was glorious. And greetings to all there in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Incidentally, that's where INA was founded, right in Independence Hall in 1792. I was reading the other day that even today, the men at INA are sometimes referred to as the Friends of George Washington. That's because INA was founded by actual friends of George Washington, enterprising patriots with a desire to be the first to protect American shipping with American insurance. And thus was founded America's oldest and strongest stock, fire, and marine insurance company, the Insurance Company of North America.
That's an item of interest, Ken. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there's more to it, Bing. Today, INA has grown into a billion-dollar corporation that writes all kinds of insurance, property, casualty, and life for business and individuals.
INA has certainly grown with America, Ken.
Say, it's about time to let our friends along the network know who we are.
Why, you're right, Ken. Why don't you put it in words for us?
Gladly, Bing, if only for a moment, because we're coming back again to Sing with Bing. This is the CBS Radio Network. Back again for the second half of Christmas Sing with Bing.
Oh, I knew you could do it, Ken. I knew it.
You know, Mr. C., there comes a time on this rollicking song fest when, well, you begin to expect something.
Expect something?
Mm-hmm. A certain song.
Ah. Well, let's see. We've sung some wonderful songs, all the way from Jingle Bells to Joy to the World.
I mean another type of song.
Another type song?
Huh? Yes, sir. A song that's as much a part of the Christmas scene as boughs of holly and sprigs of mistletoe.
Deck the Halls?
Mm-mm.
Good King Wenceslas?
Nope.
Clap Hands. I never could handle that one.
No, this is a song that's synonymous with a certain male singer and speaks of a type of Christmas that we seldom find out here on the sunny slopes of the Pacific Coast.
I think I see the light.
I think you saw it quite a while ago.
May I never stop seeing it. But thanks for bringing it up, Ken.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Superb, Bing. As always, a smash.
That sort of flattery will get you nowhere with anyone but me. Ken, we said earlier in our travels tonight that we were dedicating this fifth Christmas sing to the youngsters who have been born since we first came on the air in 1955, and to tell them of Christmas all over the world. Kids, here we go now to Hong Kong to meet an exciting group of singers in that faraway city.
Well, that reminds me, Bing, that INA has offices around the world. South Africa, Brazil, The Hague, and Hong Kong. That's halfway around the world.
Well, it's almost directly straight through, to be precise. We're going to hear from Guy Searles, who is an expert on how they celebrate Christmas in Hong Kong. And I, for one, look forward to this meeting. Guy, are you there? If you are, come in.
It already is Christmas here in Hong Kong. The Chinese children have emptied their Christmas stockings and opened their gifts, much the same as American children will be doing in a few hours. Almost every type of toy enjoyed in America is also played with here by the Chinese youngsters. But the Chinese children also have playthings peculiarly their own, such things as toy rickshaws for the boys and dinner sets with rice bowls and tiny chopsticks for the girls. Carol singing with the Chinese follows the same traditions as in the West. The Crescendo Choral Society, led by the distinguished Chinese conductor, Professor Chow Mei Pa, sings the old favorite carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Notice that the music is the same, but the words are in Chinese. This is Guy Searles in Hong Kong, returning you now to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you, Guy. It was a thrilling experience hearing from you. Unless I tempt the fates too far, mayhaps I should wish you a Merry Christmas in my own language. Of course, it means the same no matter how you say it. Merry Christmas, Guy, to you and to all our friends in the Far East.
Last Christmas, you'll remember, Bing, we made a flying stop out in the Pacific to welcome Hawaii as our 50th state to be.
That's right, Ken. And this Christmas we're going back, but this time we welcome our friends of the beautiful island that lives under the stars of the seven little eyes as full members in good standing of this land we call the United States of America. So come in, Hawaii, and Webley Edwards, a true Kamaaina, and our old-timer, as we say, who knows Hawaii and her people as well as anyone in the islands.
The people of the Hawaiian Islands, long before they were discovered by Captain James Cook in 1778... had a year-end festival that was very much like Christmas, including the giving of gifts. They called it Makahiki, and in good Hawaiian style, it started early and lasted for quite a time. When Christianity came to the islands, the Hawaiians embraced it and changed the greeting at Makahiki time to Lahomanau no ko Christo hanau ana, happy the birthday of Christ. In time, we also came to use Melikaliki Maka, which is just the Hawaiian way of saying Merry Christmas. So with Hawaiian Christmas music by our fine Kamehameha Alumni Glee Club Chorus, we send Merry Christmas to you from Hawaii.
Oh.
This is Webley Edwards from Honolulu, Hawaii. And back to Bing.
Thank you, Webley. And as I say in your land of blue seas and beautiful women, Melikilikimaka.
Now, Bing, let's check on our fellow singers who are caroling along the streets and the indoor groups, too. Isn't it time for another carol?
It sure is. Fellow chanters, join us now, whether you're 5 or 55. Wherever you are, lift up your voices and join in as we sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Fine, Bing.
Oh, that's one of the really great Christmas carols, Ken.
We've been around the world a couple of times so far tonight, it seems to me. What say we take a turn to the north and pay a visit to our friends up in Canada?
I'm for that, Ken.
We'll be right at home with the Canadian members of our INA family. INA has made a contribution to family security and family happiness in Canada since 1879. That's going on 81 years now.
And it's always a pleasant part of our Christmas Eve journey, Ken. So let's be off, to Canada and our associate, Gordon Sinclair. Mr. Sinclair speaks from Toronto.
Thousands of times in any year, we Canadians will be told, usually by people from the far places, that we are just exactly like the Americans. Well, now, this is not always true, but in the case of Christmas and the way it's celebrated, this is true. The same type feast on the same date with the same people. It's a day for the children with one notable difference. We, nearly all of us, French and English alike, gather around the radio to hear the Queen. This tradition has gone back for 32 years. And as Her Majesty always reminds us, this is a children's day here as it is everywhere. And now you'll hear a Christmas carol by the choir of St. Paul's Anglican Church of Toronto under the direction of Dr. Charles Peaker. This is Gordon Sinclair from CFRB in Toronto, returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and to our good neighbors in Canada.
And here's thanks to you, Bing. Something very special, too.
Well, looky here. This for me, this package?
Yep.
Wow, whoever wrapped this certainly has a touchy taste. Very outstanding example of the gift wrapping art.
Well, it's a present for you and Mrs. Crosby, Bing, from John A. Diamond, president of Insurance Company of North America, with best wishes for Mr. Diamond and all your friends there.
Well, let's see what we got inside.
Hold it. Hey, take a look. See that big sticker there? It says, do not open until Christmas.
Oh, well, thank goodness Christmas is only moments away.
You know, Bing, Insurance Company of North America is 167 years old.
And I've been with them for 5 years.
Well, anyway you figure it, they got along without you for 162 years.
Yeah, they got along without me. The point is, how'd I get along without them?
Well, the real point is, Bing, that you're together now.
Yes, and this gift, whatever it may be, will always serve as a pleasant reminder of my long association with INA.
We have one more visit to make, Bing, but before we take off, I wonder if you'd sort of take care of a request.
A request, Ken?
Yes, from a lad who may have been born a few years before our first Sing with Bing 5 years ago, but who really breaks out all over with a true Yuletide spirit at the sound of the familiar words of this song.
Oh, now, pull yourself together. Stop blubbering, Ken. Out with your specific request.
Well, you know, Bing, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
I shall sing it with great pleasure. So will all my thousands of chums, I'm sure. Certainly no Christmas Eve would be complete without the cheerful sound of this happy carol.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la.
Oh, thank you, sir, thank you.
I'm glad to sing it, my boy. Now, it's time for that always inspiring swing across the Atlantic, down the Mediterranean Sea and across the boot to Rome, Italy, and to the Vatican, to hear the Vatican Choir. Their selection is Tu scendi dalle stelle. Thank you. That was thrilling. And as always, one of the highlights of our Christmas Eve travels.
Well, Mr. C., this has been another big night.
Maybe the biggest, Ken. I think anything contrived for the kids at Christmas time is worthwhile. Incidentally, right now, We're going to sing a brand new Christmas song, especially written for all the new boy and girl carol singers listening tonight. I really think there's some very nice Christmas thoughts in this new song, kids. Listen now and see if you don't agree.
On this merry Christmas day, let us kneel and humbly say, peace on earth, goodwill toward other men. May there always be the joy of a little girl and boy while they play around the Christmas tree. Let's all be grateful for what this day will bring. Count all your blessings. Give thanks for everything. Keep the feeling of good cheer in your heart throughout the year. Raise your voice and rejoice, it's Christmas. Raise your voice and rejoice, it's Christmas.
Yeah, Ken, Christmas is the nicest day of all when you're young. Come to think of it, no one is really old on Christmas Day. Those stars in the kids' eyes reflect the same light in fathers, mothers, grandfathers, grandmothers, everybody. I believe the precious joy that is Christmas is our greatest treasure, makes children of us all.
Well, I think you've said it all, Bing. Sung it all, too.
No, not quite, Ken.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail.
Well, that's it for our fifth year, friends. There's nothing left to say except, of course, Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas and good night.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
A Christmas Sing with Bing is our way of saying thanks to you and your family on behalf of INA, Insurance by North America, and its local agents and brokers everywhere. INA wishes you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We hope you enjoyed singing with Bing Crosby, the Norman Luboff Choir, Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours truly, Ken Carpenter.
Happy holiday to you.
Sing with Bing came to you tonight from Hollywood Paris, Philadelphia, Mexico City, Honolulu, Salt Lake City, Toronto, Hong Kong, and Rome. Sing with Bing is written and produced by Sam Pierce and Bill Morrow, directed by Murdo McKenzie, and has been presented over the combined facilities of the CBS Radio Network and the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and will be broadcast over the Armed Forces Radio Network and the Voice of America. This is Frank Goss, joining Bing Crosby, Ken Carpenter, and all the rest, wishing you a happy holiday.
Happy holiday to you.